290 for the loss of three. And Chetan Sharma, the spikely medium-fast bowler, who gets the ball to skid off the pitch, will take it up from the commentary box end. Greenidge, Haynes and Atherton gone. And Chetan Sharma will bowl to Richards, who's got 94. Piece of paper blows across the field, and it's as a result Chetan Sharma stops and now makes his way back to his mark. No forward short leg, just two slips, waiting in vain. Chetan Sharma begins to move into bowl to Richards. He's up and bowls to Richards, and Richards is driving through the offside. That's a good stroke. This could go a long way to the extra cover boundary. He comes back for a second run. He'll come for his third, I'm sure. And yes, he does. The return is on its way. Richards jogs the third. Well done. Ball pitched up. And the master blaster into the drive through extra cover. He climbs to 97. The West Indies pushing on here. 293 for the loss of three. Ball pitched up on the off stump, and Richards into the drive to the offside. Great shot. Richards has really batted extremely well. He came out yesterday in difficult circumstances, controlling himself beautifully and batting really well for his side. Sharma comes up and bowls to Richardson. He's getting the ball pitched up. He drives through the offside. A run for him. No ball is called by the umpire. Having to reach for that ball. And pushed up towards mid-off. Now the attention is turned to the master blaster. Isaac Vivian Alexander Richards. Born 7th March 1952. This is his 109th test match. And if he gets it, it will be his 8th test 100 against India. What is interesting too is that his first test 100 test cricket was against India, and it was a big one. 192 not out. An umbrella, black, comes onto the field, so the pressure is eased. In the meantime, Richards just draws away, has a look at the field. He's got his maroon West Indies cap on. He mops the brow, and this great Antiguan, ready and rearing to go. He's got 97. And Chetan Sharma, in the meantime, trying to marshal his forces. He brings his mid off a bit to his left. Richards, 97. And Chetan Sharma on the way to bowl to Richards. He's up and bowls to Richards, and Richards is forward, turns the ball up towards mid on. There's no run. No ball is called by umpire Buckner. In fact, he's signaling dead ball. Yes, because the bails at the non-striker's end came off. I thought I saw the hand out for the no ball, but umpire Buckner, who was in his first test, coming across and signaling dead ball. So Richards got 97 here at Sabina Park. It's 294-3. A big crowd here watching the master blaster in full cry, and he has batted really responsibly. It really has not been vintage Richards. It has been an innings of great control and great character. And he came out. It was 3-4-86 with Greenidge, Haynes and Atherton gone, and he stayed, and he's still there. He's got 97, and Sharma from the commentary box end comes in and bowls to Richards, and Richards is forward, pushes the ball into the offside. There's no run. The ball is picked up by Mandrake, who comes in quickly. That's Robin Singh coming in from cover and picking it up, and there's no run. Now I see umpire Archer coming up towards umpire Buckner, but everything seems to be all right. Chetan Sharma asking how many balls left. How many balls, Bobby Bailey? Four balls gone. Three balls gone, so three left. One was a dead ball. So there are three balls left in this over. Viv Richards has got 97 here. It's 294-3. Crowd anticipating another ton from the master blaster. Sharma on his way to bowl to Richards. He's up and bowls to Richards, and Richards is getting the ball pitched up. He's driving to the offside. That's a bit here. The ball runs down towards the boundary. Will Sharma pull it back? No, he can't. The ball goes, no, he stops it just in front of the boundary. And Richards will come back for a third run. And that's it. He punches the air in triumph. Vivian Alexander Richards, 100. He raises his maroon cap, and he is a happy, happy, happy man. A ball pitched up, and Richards driving through the offside, down towards the long off boundary, and Ravi Shastri stopped it just about a meter inside the boundary, but Richards by then had turned for his third. Richards his 8th test century against India, his 24th overall, and what a great achievement at Sabina Park. Now it's Sharma as he comes in bowls to Richardson. He's getting the ball outside the off stump. He drives, area for area stroke. The ball goes through to the keeper. Richards must be happy. Exactly 100. He's never done it before. And the way he came out like a man possessed yesterday. Took his time and really batted extremely well. He's got exactly 100 and he must be a happy man. At the non-striker's end. Richards watches the action as Sharma comes in now to bowl two, which is when he gets the ball on the off stump, comes across, pushes into the offside. There's no run. There is a big buzz around Sabina Park because Viv Richards has made 100. His previous best score was 64, but now Viv Richards taking 304 minutes off 200, in fact 275 minutes of 165 balls, 12 fours and 1 6 to get to the coveted landmark. He's got exactly 100 and Chetan Sharma turns and starts to move in on the way to bowl to Richie Richardson. He's up and bowl to Richardson and Richardson is across and steers the ball down to third man. He gets one, he'll stay on one as the ball is picked up by Mandraker, who sends a good return. Well done. 297 for three. That completes the over. Richards, 100. His partner, Richie Richardson, two Antiguans in full cry, 133. It's 298 for three, and that's the latest score at Sabina Park, and the pressure just about beginning to ease down now.